Here they go again. The Defense Department rolls out what it says will be a living document outlining its IT modernization strategy. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, the goals include better cooperation with industry and stronger oversight over DOD's scattered IT spending.
To a large extent, the document, titled The DoD Information Environment Way Forward, is a reiteration of several of the major priorities department leaders have already expressed in public, including implementation of the Joint Information Environment, consolidation of data centers, revamping identity management, and migrating to cloud computing environments. But Terry Halverson, the DoD Chief Information Officer, says it was important to put the department's 8 overarching IT goals down on paper, because from here on out, it wants its foreign military partners and the IT industry itself to help shape future versions.
We've always been talking to industry, and I think that the nature of what we're trying to say is beyond talking to industry. This is pushing boundaries. How do you actually partner with industry? So how do you make them part of? So one of the things that we are really trying to push here is to change the art of the conversation. So if you've covered DOD any time, we always talk about requirements. What are the requirements DOD has? And we tend to crank those out in very detailed technical specs. I don't think any longer that's the answer. I think what we want to talk about is, what's the capability I need? I need a capability to be able to stand up at a moment's notice an ad hoc communications network. And don't define it any more earnestly than that, and let industry come back and tell me what are all the different ways that can be done. And have them engaged from the beginning. That's a change from maybe what we've operated, not completely, but it's a different level of involvement. So one of my beliefs, we bring industry in, they will bring data that will help us do better market elimination. They're going to tell us with their data who is the best of breed. And I say best of breed, not who is the best, because I actually think in this environment, very few times are you going to be able to say Acme is best. It's going to be Acme plus Company A plus Company B plus C. It's truly going to take to do the whole communications ecosystem well. It's going to take a best of breed.
But the first edition of the Way Forward does include some specific objectives, along with dates by which DoD plans to achieve them. For instance, the department says it will stand up an on-premises shared cloud environment by the fourth quarter of 2017. The Defense Information Systems Agency's current MilCloud solicitation will be part of that environment, but only a part.
I won't know that till we've gotten all of the responses and we've actually teed up the right set of RFPs. I think it'll be more than one RFP. But the vision that I have is that it would probably be a third-party managed cloud, and it will provide us a set of enterprise services that's everything from email, record storage, video, chat, file share, collaboration space, and DevOps on smaller projects, and maybe even DevOps and how to think about new ways of delivering information and data. There is no single cloud answer for DOD. There is no single cloud definition for DOD. If you define cloud the way I think you should, which is distributed compute, we're going to use the best model of distributed compute that meets our mission requirements.
Also, by the first quarter of 2017, the department will assemble a high-level team made out of DoD CIO personnel and experts from the military services to conduct site visits at the department's 25 most expensive data centers. The team is consulting with the IT industry to draw up a list of criteria it will use in examining those centers to determine whether they could be made more efficient or whether they ought to be closed altogether. Halverson says a recent streamlining of authorities makes it much easier for his office to order those facilities to be shut down.
It will be the group that's empowered to make those decisions. We will also be tracking and using very detailed and, again, agreed-upon cost metrics from everything from determining. So Randy's team has developed inside DoD an agreed-upon cost matrix now that we can say apples to apples as we look at data centers. We'll take that data, and then the group will make a recommendation. And the second part is I will then make a decision on that recommendation that I will take up my chain, which really will be the vice chairman, the deputy, the secretary, and the chairman that says, yep, go or no go. We shorten the chain.
With respect to identity and access management, Halverson has already made clear that he wants to mostly eliminate the role of DoD's common access card in authenticating users on defense systems within the next 2 years. But he says his office is nearing some preliminary decisions on what will replace the CAC.
Six 6 months, the answer could be slightly different because of what I see in the technology offer. But today, I think it will be a combination of biometrics, personal behavior, and your behavior in virtual space or your behavior on the network. One of the things that it's really hard to mimic is how you actually interact with your machine. Everything from the way you search files to the way time you spend on different files, all that stuff is stuff we can track and should track and would be very helpful in determining if you are you. And that is stuff that you could apply more globally without having to share any sensitive data.
Halverson says that approach to identity management would be helpful in sharing information across the networks of trusted allies, but also in situations where a one-time ad hoc network is needed to connect various government agencies and non-governmental ones in a disaster response scenario.
Even in like a natural disaster, when we're responding with allied partners, you still got to know that it's the right people on the network. If we have these agreed-upon standards on these metrics, I think we can do that much faster, set those networks up and have more surety from the beginning. You can't do that with a CAT card. Physically, you can't issue them fast enough, and you have to go through the vetting process. And here's the trick to this. I don't think it will be one, like, constant set of personnel data. I think it'll be personal data that we have on file, and we will rotate what that data is at random. So even if somebody breaks in, they still won't know which ones were the keys. So I think if you do all that, you really made this much more difficult for the threat to get into.
The department's new IT guidance continues to emphasize the importance of implementing the network consolidation and security improvements DoD has been working on under the auspices of the Joint Information Environment. That's goal number one, in fact. But it also places an emphasis on stronger governance from both the DoD CIO's office and the military component CIOs, saying the fact that the military's IT systems aren't unified today has a lot to do with the opacity of the myriad funding streams that pay for hardware, software, and other communication systems.
Everybody that we've talked about, industry, allies, the services, all had a play in what we drafted here. They're aligned with this vision. That helps us give a starting point of where we want to see our investments go. But the other thing we've got to do, and we are working hard on this, is how do you improve the transparency of the financial systems? If somebody technically asked me, what do I spend on data centers? 2 years ago, I could have flippantly said, I don't spend anything on data centers, because there was no funding code for data centers. We have now put a funding code in for data centers that actually talks about the software and things like that. So we are getting more discreet in our ability to see the spend. Sharing that better is a key step. When we present this, we want to present this in formats and in ways that make sense. And sometimes we've been guilty of not doing that.
But once you have that added transparency, you know, in order to make good management decisions with it, do you need legislation or a new DoD instruction or something to exercise that level of oversight?
I do not think that we do. I think there's enough laws and rules in place that we can do this. That is my belief. I think mostly it's failure at execution. And when I say failure at execution, I don't mean people aren't purposely doing that. I think we didn't have systems that were constructed to do that. I think we had to educate our force a little bit more on business matters, and we've done a lot of that to understand how to think. We're not a business, but we do have to think like a business in certain things, and this is one of them. So I don't think legislation's needed.
Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.